That was Nickelback and How You Remind Me. Time for the Also of the Week today. And today's Also of the Week is Aaron David. I've really had to stop myself trundling off to the sofa to demolish his books, which it's been quite hard since I've been scraping wallpaper off walls all week. So I've wanted to do everything but, even though I've wanted that done. none of them are terribly long books, so it was rather tempting to give them a bash. But on the other hand, they don't cost much either, so they're really accessible to go out and get and enjoy. So go out, spend a fair bit on a fancy pants coffee, grab an overpriced small piece of cake, and for a fraction of that price, download anything by Aaron David onto your phone or tablet via the free Kindle app and relax for a while. Actually, that may be a bad idea. Go home, stick the kettle on, grab something out of the fridge, and then do the download thing. The reason I say that is that I laughed out loud. I did that LOL thing in real life. So these are probably the books you shouldn't read in public. Just make your neighbours think that you're having a fun time instead. If you've got thin walls anyway. Aaron David is a writer based in Bolton, Northwest England. He is 49 years old, married 29 years, a father of three, and has been a self-employed tradesman for 23 years. He started writing his first novel, The Tale of the Ancient Mariner. Yeah, Mariner. I'm confusing myself with Mariner now. It's because I live in Grimsby. In 1997, and finished it in 2007. In addition, he now has two short story collections, a poetry collection and The Complete Works, all published on Amazon. His work includes thriller and sci-fi, but as I've already mentioned, humour is the common thread. Aaron is currently working on a new short story collection and his second novel. His first novel was The Tale of the Ancient Mariner. I knew I'd do it. I knew I would. I'm not going to get through this without saying that again, am I? The Ancient Mariner. Ever been to a job interview and instantly realised it wasn't for you? Ever driven a battered old banger through the Pennines at breakneck speed, pursued by a psychotic Glaswegian assassin and an overweight intellectual in a high-performance Jag? Ever fallen in love with someone you should have fallen in love with? Ever been stuck in a love triangle with the girl of your dreams and a young, rich European cheese magnate who looks like Fred from Scooby-Doo? Ever been bothered by a hamster infestation? Ever had a friend who you thought was okay, only to find he was a sexual predator and vicious murderer? And ever had another friend who thought monogamy was a kind of wood? Mike has. I think we're setting the tone here, aren't we? Hilarious, thrilling, moving and repellent in that order, with a heart-stopping chase scene worthy of a Hollywood blockbuster, Mike, an aimless young man, undertakes a train journey from the north of England to London on the glimmer of an opportunity for a job interview. He quickly realises the job is somehow gang-related and scarpers. He later inadvertently meets some of the said gang and scarpers again, heading back to the north. Ken, a family man approaching 40, and Tony, a really bad buddy, become unlikely friends, Ken eventually having to leave the family home and move in with Tony. Two members of the London gang track Mike down in the north with vengeance on their minds. Poor timing, as Mike has gone and fallen in love. Add in the hamster infestation, a couple of cold-blooded murders, the European cheese magnet, and a clapped-out 1979 Morris Marina with an attitude, and you have one of the wittiest novels to originate from the UK for some years. If you like your thrillers hilarious or your comedies disturbing, read The Tale of the Ancient Mariner by Aaron David. Be warned, though, this particular book does contain strong language, strong violence, murder, and a few sexual references. There is also The Skiffies, contains four mind-melting sci-fi short stories with the obligatory Aaron David humour. I like the sound of The Big Unchill. It's in 2099, and the decision is finally made to defrost all the cryogenically frozen millionaires. Sounds good. I've saved that one. I've read some of this, and they're funny. Rhyming Stuff is a collection of poems, some funny, some sad, some thought-provoking, but they all rhyme. If you do the look inside on Amazon, you can read the first poem, Cyril's Surreal Cereal, which will give you a good taster. I said that all right, didn't I? quite well there. there is also the Almost English Diction Irony. A selection of 8 intriguing short and funny stories, which includes Aaron David's first story for children, Horace. Life is great for a young chimp, unless he's afraid of heights. If you're intrigued by all of the above, Aaron has made it really simple for you, and you can buy the complete works. Everything that Aaron David has written, all in one juicy tome, and at the time of writing, it's only £3.69. You probably couldn't get your fancy pants coffee and your piece of cake for that, could you really? So, well worth trundling over to Amazon and having a look for that one. If you'd like to find out more about today's Author of the Week, he is on Facebook, Aaron David, on Twitter, at AaronDavid97, and his website is www.aarondavid.co.uk, and that is AAron, so AAronDavid.co.uk. Well, I had to find a song that tied in with that, and I did. This is by Marina and the Diamonds, and it's Power and Control. Thank you.